The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. It is our number two. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. That's Aaron's one thing that he is interesting about. He actually handles a Facebook page. That's about it. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed. Maybe you ought to change that to at Aaron is boring. And at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. We're all over the place. I had actually heard you and Courtney talking in the hallway.
Yeah, Courtney was trying to say she didn't... She was trying to say that she was saying that we were her favorites. And then I said, well, that was obviously tongue in cheek. And then I said, she's like, no, it wasn't. I said, why did you go the long way around my office? And she said, I didn't want you to be mad at me. And I said, well, there you have it.
There you go.
That's a pretty telling thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's in poker, we call that a tell.
Yeah.
So she did bring me some cheers, so I'm going to...
Well, I would hope so.
I endorse
them. Star endorser.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, I just asked for some and she got it for me. So, you know, I'll forgive a little bit there. But
you can.
But that's all right. If you say she's banned, she's banned.
She's banned.
So
she can go on Barry and Joel's show, their non-creepy show.
Yeah. Well, really? Barry's not creepy?
Yeah.
Listen, I love Barry, but dude's creepier than us combined.
Yeah, he's a weird dude.
Yeah. But apparently she likes that. Maybe that's what she's into. Maybe she's into creepy. So,
well, Barry lives in Willis, so...
Close, yeah.
There's something to
Yeah, this is... Well, you're kind of a north sider, too, so...
Not that far north.
Well, that's like Huntsville north, so... Want to talk some college football for a minute?
Yeah, we can do that.
ESPN's playoff predictor... Pick the eight most likely teams to make the 4-team playoff.
Okay.
Pretty sure you can guess the first two.
Who picked this?
ESPN's playoff predictor.
Okay.
Using the FPI.
Okay.
So it's expectations for a team and if it lives up to them. So the top two are pretty easy because they played for the championship last year.
I'm guessing Clemson number one, Alabama number two.
Says playoff 83%, championship 36% for Clemson. Alabama playoff 71%, championship 27%.
Okay.
Number three. Go ahead. Guess it.
Maybe Georgia Bulldogs?
Fourth. 40% playoff, 8% championship.
The Michigan Wolverines?
The Wolverines de Michigan, 41% and 7% are number three, Georgia number four. So now you got to get the next four.
The next four would be... Oklahoma.
Number five, playoff 35%, win championship 5%. Going to be hard for them after UH beats them in the opener, but Oklahoma number five on the list.
Who else? How about Louisiana State?
LSU number six. Boy, you're good at this game. Are you reading these on your screen? Okay, 32% with a win championship of 6%. LSU number six on the list. Two teams left.
I think that's all the SEC teams that have a reasonable chance.
What? No Aggie?
No Aggie. No Auburn. I'm sure everyone thinks Florida will be great. Man, that's tough. Beyond that, I can't really think of anybody. They don't have Texas, do they?
They do not. No.
Okay. What about Notre Dame?
Number seven. 28% to make the playoff, 4% to win the championship.
What about the Ohio State?
Not on the list.
What about... that's probably not going to work. What about the Oregon Ducks?
Oregon Ducks are number eight. 14% for the playoff.
I almost didn't say the Oregon Ducks because I thought about it and I was like, no, that was a good guess.
You wound up getting them.
Look at that.
Congratulations. Again, I think you were just reading it. But
well, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well done.
I wouldn't have missed those other ones if I was just reading.
Yeah, but you could have intentionally missed. You didn't miss by much. You missed one.
No, I missed. Well.
Yeah.
I missed Texas. I missed the Ohio State.
Okay, two. You missed two. That's not bad. Out of eight teams. And to get Oregon and Notre Dame?
I mean, Notre Dame is stupid, but I just know ESPN would put them there. And then Oregon's kind of they're the hot Pac-12 team.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't like their coach.
I should have guessed Central Florida.
Yeah, shame bell for you, sir.
Back-to-back national champions.
Yeah, Central Florida's going to get it. No, they lost, remember?
No, still national champions. No, sorry.
They're going to get their ass kicked by UH this year when UH runs a table after beating Oklahoma and Washington State.
Shows what you know about football.
Exactly.
Basically nothing.
And there you have it. Nate 3-2 is wondering if Aaron regrets taking this job. I would if I was constantly harassed every day.
Think? No.
No regrets yet?
No, I'm pretty good.
Right. Yeah,
Who was ragging on him?
No, we just said it was boring.
It was a Q&A.
Yeah, and we asked him a few questions, and he gave boring answers, and that's okay. Yeah. It just means he's you know what? Boring's not a bad thing.
Does your wife know you weren't a virgin when you met her?
Trick question.
He has. Oh, you know what? This reminds me of.
What do you mean trick question?
He didn't know.
Oh, did you have sex and not know that you had sex?
No.
No, she didn't know. That was...
She didn't know?
A virgin when I met when I started dating my wife.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now...
Now you're lying.
Now, okay, well, here's...
You asked if I waited till I got married.
No, that is not what I asked.
Yes, it is. You said, were you a virgin when you got married?
I said, were you a virgin before your wife?
No, you said when you got married.
Pull back the tape.
Yeah, I don't remember. He might be right.
You knew it. You knew what I meant. You knew what I meant. How old were you? Mid-20s?
21.
Okay. How long did it take you?
Start to finish?
No, not that. How long did it take you? How long after you met her did it take you to seal the deal?
After I met her? I met her when I was 11, so 10 and a half years.
How long after you started dating?
A month.
Okay, that's not...
Right. Yeah, that's about
right. It's a reasonable time.
Yeah, it's a good time frame, I think. Because anything more than that, you're friend-zoned. Yeah. Anything less than that is kind of, you know...
What if
you're both
she's
too
taking
easy.
Care of you in other ways?
I still say, I'll go with what I've always said, third date rule. By the third date, if you haven't done something, you're never going to.
Yeah, but I mean like...
But if you do it before that...
What if she's like, I think we should wait to have intercourse, but...
I'd say, we're both crew.
Okay, that's what I would say too.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm so happy my grandparents listen to this show.
Why would you tell them that you are a part of this show? That was... The really dumb.
Hey, they've come out and seen us a couple times at Twin Peaks. And so I'm pretty sure they know what the show's about. Pretty sure they know what you walked into. And I'm pretty sure that they know who we are.
Yeah.
And listen, we know that AJ's going to ask you questions that make it uncomfortable. And then I'm just going to make fun of whatever your answers are. That's how the show works. And I think it's... You know, I think from that perspective, you fit in really well. Somebody says, no Christian rock, Fred. What about Houston's own King's X? Come on, man. One of the greatest rock bands ever that never quite made it. They had one song. They were one-hit wonders.
What?
And they weren't really Christian rock, by the way.
One of the greatest rock bands that never made it.
Come on. Over my head, I hear music in the air. Come on, dude. Christian rock does not work, okay?
Isn't that like being... He was one of the best players who never made it to the big leagues. Like,
Aaron is one of the best on-air guys that just hasn't quite made it yet. Get out of here. Wow.
Listen. Actually, that's probably more like Barry and Joel.
All right, you want to be wrong?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Kind of pressure.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you a virgin when you got married?
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. You knew what I meant, though. You knew what I meant.
Your question.
You knew. You answered the question. You're right, but you knew what I meant.
No, because there's a difference.
That this is where my wife in this situation would call me a liar. Like Aaron lied to me because maybe he didn't lie per se. Like he answered the question properly, but the implied question was there, and Aaron.
Okay, but AJ, you're asking him to read your mind, and we've already established that he's not the most interesting guy in the world. And interesting people tend to be able to read
between
the lines.
By the way, I think he doctored that tape, by the way.
He could have.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we've said wife and married and things like that.
I can
do
your voice perfectly.
No, I'm just saying you
could chop
it
up
from later on and then you piece it all together.
You could come in here and watch me play it.
No, but you could have still chopped it up.
It's already edited. Yeah. I mean, listen, I know what kind of equipment you've got in there.
Right. Aaron is the best producer.
Yeah.
You could have easily done that.
Yeah, just like that Fred, you've become very famous drop. I mean,
which is a great drop, and we should hear it more often.
If we have the technology to do that, I mean, you could do anything.
Pretty much. You know, that he probably learned that from my computer career.
I don't think so. Listen, guys, if you're thinking about IT, there's different ways to get into it. You could go to My Computer Career. That'd be the smart move. The only school focused only on getting people into IT. They've been doing it for over a decade. Or you could go to some Johnny-come-lately college that's been at it for a few years. Maybe you'll get a job. Maybe you won't. Training to start an IT career is all they do at My Computer Career. It's all they've ever done nationwide. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero experience. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get all the skills, all the certifications you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon. Go take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. My buddy Andrew, who's a damn good horse handicapper in his own right, says, can't wait till Lent ends on Sunday. Found this in San Antonio last week. Ever tried it? The Elijah Craig small batch? I haven't. So if you save me a shot of that, buddy, I'd appreciate it. I'd like to try it. Hey, I need to get some advice from you.
Oh, finally.
Jesus says, if my memory serves me correctly, it's not the first time Courtney bashed you guys on The Usual Suspects.
No, it's not. She gets in there on The Usual Suspects, and she just turns and she just starts lobbing grenades.
Okay, well,
she wants to be part of the cool kid team, and all right, see where that gets you.
So here's my question, because Josh asked me this when we were talking about Granado's playing the senior tournament too, which will be kind of cool.
Oh, are you guys gonna be roomies?
Probably, yeah, because I don't want to get into who all my sponsors are yet, but. You know one of them, probably, because I'll be staying at their properties out there.
Okay.
And getting a really nice big
room.
How
come I'm not being sponsored to go out there?
Because you're not over 50. We're playing the over 50 tournament.
Oh, like I couldn't pass for a 50-year-old
you
man?
You could, but guess what? They actually check your driver's license.
Oh, so I don't have a brother who just graduated college that I can't get a fake ID from? Okay. He knows people who know people. Come on.
But here's the advice. And I'm serious. And if Matt Dean's listening.
Matt Dean's also not over 50.
No, but I could also use his advice on this.
Okay.
Right now, I feel like my game is exactly where I want it.
Okay.
In terms of my tournament play.
That's where you want it to be then.
Yeah. I feel like I'm playing. The last few I played, I've played two.
You're playing the best you've ever played in your whole life.
I feel like I am, yes.
Oh, okay.
I do. Should I go and play a day early to get a tournament in, or should I just go in with the mindset I have now?
No, I would go in and play. I would go in a day early, and actually, I'd probably play a couple tournaments. Like,
well, I'm going to go in a day early. I'm going to probably go play at Lions a couple times in the next month.
Yeah,
but
because there's going to be people there who are probably going to be playing in that tournament with you.
Yeah,
I mean, and any information is good information. Not like you're probably going to run into one of them, but
true.
Just kind of get the feel for the you know the room, and I would say play it. I'd play probably at least two tournaments. I'd try to play a morning tournament and an early evening tournament because you're going to want to get a good night's sleep the night before. So
yeah,
don't play
but you
a,
know what?
I tournament.
You know I can't sleep before a big tournament. I just can't. But I can't stay up all night.
What if you
playing?
What
but,
if you eat a bunch of pot?
As long as I don't eat as much as I did last time, that'll
that
be fine.
Too much.
Yeah, that would help. Yes, I could probably do that. But you know how it is when I get out there and you know and if it goes the distance, it's a 4-day tournament. I guarantee you I won't sleep more than 2 hours a night if I go all the way to the final table. I just can't. It's like I'm thinking about everything while I'm there. And yeah, it just you're the mindset is you get so into it that all I'm thinking about is, okay, I have this many chips. What am I gonna do
right.
when I get there, you know, the first few hands? What you know, am I gonna you know, am I in a spot where I have to shove or fold or am I do I have a big stack so I can bully? And I'm thinking about that the whole time, you know. So but you think I should play a couple tournaments?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So I'll probably go and play, you know, I'll probably go and play one of the $200 tournaments somewhere, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to play a $40 tournament because
no,
that's.
No, do not play the morning tournament at Excalibur.
Right.
That
right.
won't help
yeah,
you.
Yeah, $40, yeah.
That won't help. I mean, that's a nice way. I like that as a way to jumpstart your bankroll when you're out there in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah that's to get money for you to play blackjack or for me to play the ponies. That's what it's there
but
for.
But that's not going to help you. But no. Yeah, I'd go out there and I'd feel some cards. Yeah.
Longhorn Dimitri asks, do you drink while playing a tournament? I won't drink while I'm playing a tournament like that. I might have one at dinner on the dinner break, maybe two. But no, I don't sit there and pound like I do when I'm playing a $40 tournament. No.
Courtney's texting me saying, are you kidding? That's not true. That listener's a liar. I'd never talk bad about y'all. I said y'all were not creepy. Y'all were negative out of a 1 to 10. But that's a lie, too. We are a little bit creepy.
Oh, God, yes.
I'll be honest. The first thing I thought like when that, I saw Courtney was texting me was she heard our segment about Send a Nude Day. I mean, it is National Send a Nude Day. And then my phone lights up. Courtney sends you a text. I was like, oh,
okay.
That, how sweet of her.
That would get her back.
How thoughtful.
Sure. No.
No nudes.
No, she's just mad at you.
Yeah. No, she's not mad at me. She's banned from our show.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, Courtney, and you know this is true, if you hadn't done anything wrong, you wouldn't have gone the long way back to your desk. You would have walked by my office and looked me in the eye. But you didn't.
832 asks, are you responsible for your chips in a multi-day tournament? No, you bag them at the end of the day, and they keep them. And that way you know how much you have. So... yeah, it's gonna be fun, and I can't wait, and I hope that.
Why are they sending you guys out there for the 50 plus tournament? Why aren't they sending us all out there to play in like whatever age appropriate tournaments?
Well, because they didn't do anything. I got my own sponsors.
Oh, and yeah. John got his own sponsors.
Well, John's just going to play. He's not. I mean, he's just paying his own way.
Oh, okay.
But I'm gonna let him stay in the room because I got that taken care of.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
Yeah. Well.
But you're gonna have to, John's gonna have to pay for the Ubers to and from the hotel
to the Rio. The casino, yeah. That's probably fair.
Yeah.
You know, but hopefully we go a long way. So, Doug says,
what if you and John late in the tournament, well, not late, nearing the money bubble, you guys are set together and you're in on a hand together. Do you guys give each other the look like you and I do?
Yeah. There's no way we want to knock each other out if we're close to the money bubble.
Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy.
No. But there's like 1,000 players in this tournament, so I doubt we'll ever be at the same table unless we both go really deep. Which I'm calling my shot right now. I'm cashing.
Okay.
I feel really good about my play right now. And in a tournament like that, where you have lots of time to be patient early on, especially, that plays right into my game. So I feel really good about my chances, and I'm just looking forward to going. It's going to be fun. Somebody says, play the clip of what she said. That's what you should do, Aaron. If you want to be useful and interesting, go find what she said about us and play it on the show.
Like I said,
good job. Texters.
It's fine, but the obvious thing is her intent was malicious, or she would have walked by my office on her way out.
Right.
Because Todd walked right by my office. He didn't have a problem with what he said on the air.
Was he on the air too?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I don't know. They were talking about shirts or something. I don't know what he was talking about. But apparently he didn't say anything bad enough about me that he had to avoid me in the hallway. So I appreciate that.
Hmm. He might have. He just doesn't care.
Or he just doesn't care.
Yeah. He's Todd. He'll do what he wants. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Man, I'm excited about this. This is like,
when is that?
June? I'll probably go out. It starts the 13th. I'll probably go out on the 12th. And 5:26.
Have you finished? Getting a late start to my energy drink.
Yeah, I noticed usually you're done before you get in here. Like mine, I only had like spittle left by the time I got here. But it's June the 13th through the 16th. So I'm probably going to go out like the morning of the 12th.
Okay.
And then I'll come back on the Monday the 17th. And Doug sent me some other tournaments, which there's a tournament, the Golden Nugget, on Sunday in case I bust out for 400. And the Aria has a 500 on June the 12th, so maybe I'll go play that one. Although if it's multi-day,
you don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah, I can't. Too much. I can't do multi-day because I'm playing on.
You got a big tournament
that Thursday. So, I'm going to go out a day early, get settled, go get some gummies.
don't do drugs when you're about to play in a tournament.
No, I'm going
to
do them the day before. And maybe, maybe go and play one tournament that night and just sort of hang out. Because you know what? I haven't been able to do in Vegas for a long time. It's just not
worth it. Sex?
No, we do that all the time. But just go out there and enjoy the city without having to worry about working the next day and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm probably going to hit up a couple places. And I'll go to Burger Bar and get my Kobe Beef Burger that I always get there. And just kind of get in the mindset and then be ready to kick ass on Thursday morning.
All right.
So that's the plan.
You know what you can start pre-gaming for right now? The Kima Craft Beer Fest. It's coming up Saturday, April 27th, 2 to 5 p.m. out at the Kima Boardwalk. 24 breweries want you to come spend a day sampling their wares. A ton of local stuff like 8th Wonder, 11 Below, Carbox, St. Arnold, Spindletap. And a bunch of national brands like Bell's and New Belgium and Sierra Nevada and Stone. It's going to be a great time. It's a great list of breweries. You can buy advance tickets now, only $44.95 a head, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member, or if you have a military ID. $49.95 day of the event. That includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, food samples, and live music all day. You can purchase your tickets online at KimaBeerFest.com. Or on site at multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase, and of course, must be 21 years of age. KimaBeerFest.com is the place to go for details. That's the Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, April 27th, KimaBeerFest.com.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
Will you hold the line when every one of them is giving up and giving in? Tell me, in this house of mine, nothing ever comes without a consequence or cost. Tell me, will the stars align? Will heaven step in? Will it save us from our sin? Will it? Because this house of mine stands strong.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So we've got a giveaway here, right? Nope, that's not it. I've got all this paper here. I hate paper. I do everything on my computer now.
Austin says, I thought you were a program director and you're on the air till 7 p.m. Don't you have people to do all your pre-lunch tasks? No, that's when I have to be a program director pre-lunch.
Yeah.
Like 2 o'clock, I stop doing managerial work and I just become a show host.
Yeah, I try to I try to cut it off at noon. Doesn't always work. I give myself a little extra time there to deal with it, but I try to cut mine off at noon. ESPN 97.5 and Live Nation want to send you to see Who's Live Anyway? The cast members of the Emmy-nominated TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway? They present their improv tour, Who's Live Anyway, on May 2nd at Revention Music Center. The 90-minute show is filled with improvised comedy and songs based on audience suggestion. So at 5:54, we're going to take caller 10. You're going to win a pair of tickets to see the show. Make sure to head to LiveNation.com for more ticket info. Albert says, Houston, most fair weather and front-running fans, best loyal fan bases, Boston, Pittsburgh and Boston. I don't know about Boston because they win all the time, but there is nothing else to do in Boston, so I can kind of get that one. Pittsburgh for sure. But I think if you get into best fan bases, then you have to look at individual teams. Like, to me, the Kansas City Chiefs have among the best fans in the world. The St. Louis Cardinals baseball team, they're better fans than any Boston fan in my mind. But, and listen, there's nothing wrong with being fair weather or front running. And I don't think Houston's the worst. I think LA is the worst. I think any place in Florida, worse than Houston. I think LA is the same because there's other stuff to do. There's beaches. There's all kinds of things. If you live in Boston, you got nothing to do in the winter. You got to go to Celtics games.
Yeah, and sure.
I think that's the, and that's why in a lot of places in the East and the Midwest have great fan bases. Here, there's other stuff to do. So if a team sucks, are you going to waste your time with it? Or are you going to go play golf? And that's why you have fair weather fans. There's nothing wrong with that, too. Fair weather fans also kind of let you know that if you don't do something, we're not going to show up. And that's okay. That puts pressure on teams. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this is for all our female listeners, where a new study in the journal Royal Society Open Science, I don't know if you're familiar with that journal, I'm not, but that's okay, that women have little trouble picking out cheating men. Men, on the other hand, have a much harder time reading unfaithful women. I kind of think you don't need a study for that. I mean, women are really good at covering their tracks on stuff, a lot more than guys are. But researchers at the University of Western Australia rounded up images of 108 Caucasian men and 88 women who revealed to the scientists whether or not they had cheated on their partner. And then they gathered 1,500 heterosexual adults to analyze each photograph and rank the faces on a scale where a rating of 1 indicated that face is not at all likely to be unfaithful, while a 10 is extremely likely. I'm guessing any handsome person or hot woman, you're going to make a 10, right? Photos were also rated by attractiveness, trustworthiness, and how masculine or feminine they appeared.
I appear very masculine.
Okay. I appear very trustworthy.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm very trustworthy.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Men with more masculine features.
Your second wife disagrees.
Men with more masculine features were more likely to be pegged as cheaters by both men and women, and rightfully so. Most of those men had indeed cheated or poached women already in relationships.
Jerks.
Yeah. So, just so you know, women, though, much better at spotting a male cheater and hiding the fact that they're cheating. So, congratulations, ladies. You win again.
Yeah, women, they're sometimes very smart.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
That's when you play the music,
yes,
again, Aaron.
Aaron.
I can only click this button so many times before it
starts working. How much time do we have before break? No, I won't get into this then.
What's that?
The lady boxer.
Oh, well, let's do that when we come back, and then we also have what Courtney said on the other show. So we can judge that.
Okay.
All right.
All right, guys, listen. If you are struggling in the office, you're struggling in the bedroom, you're struggling in the gym, these things happen. They happen to everybody. At some point, you might have low testosterone. And the Y Factor, presented by Mann Centers, is Houston's premier comprehensive urology practice. Whatever you got going on, they can take care of. It's worth it. It's worth it to book a quick appointment and get yourself checked out. It's highly treatable. Your quality of life is going to go way up, and you don't have to go in weekly appointments and You don't have to get shots every week. You don't have to do all that. You don't have to deal with the crash. They know how to enhance your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone again. They've got three locations for you to choose from. Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area off 249 in Northwest Houston and down south in Webster. They've also got that free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value right there. And they're booking appointments on Saturdays. No more excuses. Get in there. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book it online. April's also Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and prevention is key. If you're experiencing any kind of problems or uncomfortableness down there, book an appointment. Let them check it out. See what's going on. Get you better. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. Well, it's cold, 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 cold inside.
Colder in the day than the dead of night. ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.